And this is Quiet Fire, the program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a quote for you. It leads to Lincoln. Bodhicitta is our heart, our wounded, softened heart. Right down there in the thick of things, we discover the love that will not die. That's from Pema Chodron's book, Comfortable with Uncertainty, her reflections on the Buddhist path. So here's where the spiritual life of Lincoln takes on that universal humanitarian quality that Leo Tolstoy saw in him. We mentioned that last week. Lincoln is bigger than America and so also more spacious than Christianity alone. When this treasured Buddhist nun writes about the spiritual path of the heart, her words define Lincoln's spirit. Here's another sentence from her. This tenderness for life, bodhicitta, awakens when we no longer shield ourselves from the vulnerability of our condition, from the basic fragility of existence. Lincoln was unshielded. He began life open to life's fragility, prairie existence, his mother's death, his baby brother's death, his sister's death, even the Black Hawk War. At midlife, he tried to be tough, shielded, only ambitious and a disciple of reason and American progress. But after the slave issue began to actually destroy America, Lincoln's tender heart empowered his ambition and his massive mind. The spiritual journey, says Pema Chodron, is not up the mountain. Lincoln, while becoming the king of the mountain, had given up that ascendancy. She says the path is down the mountain toward the suffering, insecurity, and pain of life, where, democratically actually, we millions of people really live. This dive toward suffering and loss is what transforms, educates the human heart, and it is what happened to Lincoln. It explains his ever-present gentleness and his mercy and charity to all. The Sanskrit word bodhicitta means noble or awakened heart. This Buddhist reflection on Lincoln is not so odd, really. We've spoken of Lincoln and his core being love. Love is a universal religious value. The famous Japanese philosopher Nishida several times defines both God or Buddha as absolute love and infinite compassion. Years ago, in a restaurant in Cape May, New Jersey, I saw a huge painting of a giant red circle, and in the foreground, a dark silhouette of Abraham Lincoln. To me, the artist saw the Buddhist nature of this American president. Recently, of course, the novel Lincoln and the Bardo by George Saunders uses the Buddhist idea of the Bardo, a place after death. He has Lincoln characteristically going towards suffering and loss, the exhumed body of his dead son, around which Buddhist spirits surround the heartbroken father. Father of Willie, father of America. By his tender heart, willing and able to suffer, we too can be guided down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.